centers.
Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, at 4:30 on a Friday on a holiday weekend, overall, it's not all that bad. There is some shoulder activity there on the Beltway, 215 eastbound at the 15 interchange. Be aware of that. Also, some heavy volumes there on the 15 south at Spring Mountain, north at Tropicana. Those lane restrictions continue on the Beltway, 215 north at Tropicana. Also, Pecos at the 215. Some construction work through there. You touch the brakes, that's 95 southbound at Lake Mead. And a brush fire has closed State Route 156. That's west of State Route 158 there at Mount Charleston.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The December 19th heavyweight bout between Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder appears to have a home. It is going to be at Allegiant Stadium, as top-ranked chairman Bob Arum has announced that they have come to an agreement with the Raiders to be able to use the stadium on December 19th. That would be one day after a Thursday night football game that the Raiders are scheduled to play. Of course, at this point in time, it's unknown how many fans would be able to attend, but Arum does say that he hopes that they'll be able to get a crowd of about 20,000 or so into the stadium to be able to watch the fight. This Sports Flash driven by Jeep, brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Rusty Wallace here for Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. This pain cream is the official pain cream of NASCAR for a reason. It works fast, and you won't stink. There's no messy, greasy, nasty feel or any stinging or burning here. This is pure pain relief. Don't run your engine on Octane 89. Get the good stuff and meet me in Victory Lane. Blue Emu works fast, and you won't stink.
Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief, the official pain relief cream of NASCAR.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour, brought to you by Castle Insurance Group. At Castle Insurance Group, they're a brokerage. They'll find you the best auto, home, or business policy from name brand carriers like Progressive, Travelers, Safeco, all the ones you see on TV, and more. Call 702-714-1060. The quote is free. It won't cost you a dime. Call 702-714-1060. Okay. I want to get to the audio sound bites. We'll get to some phone calls as well. You want to join me? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. You know what the governor is threatening. You are at 50% compliance. Those of you in bars and restaurants, I'm trying to think of what the other numbers are. The other numbers are not all that good. It shows that roughly half of us are wearing masks, and that comports with a lot of what I've seen. Of the 204 businesses observed by the state on July 2nd, 49% complied with the face covering requirements. 50% of bars and restaurant bar areas visited by officials were found to be in compliance. That I can guarantee you that is going to have to change. But how do you sit there with a mask on when you're consuming a cocktail? Or you're eating a sandwich? Or you're having dinner? Tell me how that works, Governor. This makes no sense at all. The president is going to be speaking in just a little bit. In fact, it's just after 5:36 Mountain Time at Mount Rushmore. And big crowd, 7,500 they're expecting. It'll be interesting to see how this thing plays. But the governor, there is no mask requirement. And in fact, just looking at the crowd, I'm trying to see if I can make out, those that are in masks. Coming up top of the hour, we're going to be joined by a woman who is heading up a new pack. And it is a pack. It's called the No Mask Nevada Pack. No Mask Nevada Pack. We are headed towards civil disobedience. What that 50% that we were just talking about, the 50% in bars and restaurants that are roughly not wearing masks, that's civil disobedience. Now, the governor normally would applaud that. He applauded, blocking parts of Las Vegas Boulevard. That's protest. It's demonstrations. He loves that. But apparently he doesn't like it when it's you and me and our family. That makes no sense at all. And one of the things we're going to find is we're going to learn real fast if the governor is true to his word. If come next week, this is all going to change. By the way, did you see the latest poll numbers? There are new poll numbers out, and they're not bad for the president, but they're not good for the president. Tom Bevin is the president of Real Clear Politics. And he is not as worried as one might think about the Trump poll numbers. He was on last night with Raymond Arroyo, who was filling in for somebody last night on Fox News Channel. Let's go to cut three, because this is Tom Bevin, the president of Real Clear Politics.
About the national Trump-Biden matchups. Currently, Real Clear Politics, the average, has Biden up 9 points on Trump nationally. Tom, what are the most important metrics we should be focused on here instead of that overarching head-to-head?
Well, obviously, as we learned in 2016, and if you follow the elections, you know we don't have a national election. We have state elections. And so there are six key battleground states that everybody's focused on right now. They are Arizona, Florida, North Carolina, and then Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. And that's where the election is going to be decided. And so really focus on where the race is in those states. And right now, Trump is behind in those states, anywhere from about 3 to 7%. Actually, it's not so different from where he was at this point in 2016 against Hillary Clinton. So,
exactly.
But he is certainly now in the position of being sort of the underdog. But again, the election's not being held tomorrow. It's being held 4 months from now. That's still a lot of time.
That's Tom Bevin, the president of Real Clear Politics. Now, you go to Governor Mike Huckabee. He's a Fox News contributor. And he was on with Raymond Arroyo last night on Fox News Channel. And the real battle is not the battle of numbers that you're seeing on Real Clear Politics in different places. It is the enthusiasm gap that is out there. This was Governor Mike Huckabee with Raymond Arroyo. It's cut one, and that the president is ultimately winning this enthusiasm well, this enthusiasm battle that's going on right now.
Governor Huckabee, a new USA Today poll shows there's a massive enthusiasm gap between Biden and Trump. Here's the breakdown. 50% of Trump voters are very excited, while only 27% of Biden voters say the same. How do you think that's going to affect turnout and the final tally here, Governor?
Raymond, that's a big, big factor in an election. You always want to have the momentum on your side in terms of that your voters will swim across a river at flood stage to go vote for you. And if there's a drop of rain, Biden supporters are going to stay home. I don't see any enthusiasm for him. The only thing Biden can honestly say is, hey, I'm not Donald Trump for you people who hate Donald Trump. But what he can't say is, listen to my great vision for America. I've been in politics for 50 years, and I have nothing to show for it except I'm a terrible plagiarist and have been caught time and again stealing other people's material. That's his claim to fame. I don't think it pans out like people think it does. Yes, the president needs to rev it up a little bit and change some things.
That's Governor Mike Huckabee, a Fox News contributor. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Governor Huckabee on Dems that apparently are high-fiving a little just a tad early. We'll get to that and more coming up. Kevin Wall with you. So good to have you with us. It is Friday, the Friday before the 4th of July. Hope you're going to have a great 4th of July holiday on AM 670 KMZQ.
Headlines that affect you.
But as we address the how, we also have to know that we're addressing the why, and I think that's going to be critical in order for us to turn the page.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. We survived. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect for the past 30 years. But now, Governor Sisolak says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. Best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play on one of 15 machines while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can still have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Have fun at Ichabod's Lounge.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And don't forget, this hour brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, the electric bikes. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Coming up next hour, Melissa Blundo. If you don't know who she is the chairman of No Mask Nevada PAC. And coming on the heels of what the governor released this afternoon that if we don't, fly right, then the governor's got to take action against us next week and against specific industries. I think you can translate that bars and restaurants. I don't think there's any doubt in my mind what the governor means. Is he serious? And we'll talk about that. We were just talking about the president. President, by the way, is going to speak around 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock our time. From Mount Rushmore. This is going to be fascinating to watch. And if you are quarantined for any reason and you have to stay in and you can't get out, this is a great excuse. This is a great excuse to be able to just hole up and watch the president and watch the fireworks at Mount Rushmore. That's going to be something to see. Now, there are a lot of people on the left that are praying that the chaos, the pandemic, will simply take this president down. And in fact, James, did you see James Carville yesterday on MSNBC? He actually expects the president to drop out of the race. I don't happen to agree with him. This was, let's go to cut six. This is James Carville yesterday on MSNBC.
I mean, this thing is going so poorly. He's so far back. It doesn't even, to me, it doesn't make much sense for him to run. This is the great Moscow Mitch strategy. After Labor Day, we're going to turn on him. That's really going to work. I mean, McSally and Ernst and Sullivan and Lindsay been licking his boots for 3 years and 9 months, but boy, come Labor Day, we're going to get some separation. The chances of that working are zero. He is going to drag the whole outfit down with him. Bill and his group, Bill Walker, spending tens of millions of dollars, and me, Cleaver Weaver, at the Lincoln Project, and just bludgeoning him every night. I'm part of a group of American Bridge. We spend $75 million in 77 rural counties. He has no idea of what he's getting ready to get hit with. There are a lot more patriots in this country than he ever thought. And people are just outraged, and they're coming together, and they don't care if they're Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative. It's just a wonderful thing to see the way that certain creative, energetic people in this country are coming together to extract this menace from the body politic.
James Carville is so friggin' wrong on this one. He's been right sometimes. When he warned Hillary Clinton back in 2016, he and others in the Democrat Party were trying to talk sense to them, and they wanted no part of it. Nah, it's true. But I think on this one, I think he's wrong. I think the president's in it to win it. And remember, this is not a national election. It's not. Now, I promised that I would continue to follow up on the developing story that's out there involving Mark McCluskey, the attorney out of St. Louis, who defended his home against 300 protesters, rioters, whatever you want to call them. And let's go to cut five. See if we can squeeze this in before the break. This is Tucker Carlson. And in his words, the mob is winning in St. Louis. It'll give you kind of an up to the minute. This is where we are with Mark McCluskey thing. Here it is.
After appearing on this show, Mark McCluskey and his wife were bombarded with death threats, many of them credible. Today, they learned of another coordinated attack on them. It is planned for this weekend. They immediately called police. The dispatcher put them on hold and then finally transferred them to an officer. The officer didn't seem to be listening to anything the McCluskeys said. "We'll call you back," police said, and they never did. Desperate, the McCluskeys then called a number of different private security firms, but not one of them would take the job of protecting them. The owner of the last company the McCluskeys spoke to advised them to flee immediately. Quote, "The only advice I can give you is abandon the house. Run. Let the mob have its way. Let it burn." But the McCluskeys are not running. They have spent 32 years rebuilding their home, and they plan to defend it themselves. They have no choice. They are completely alone. No one will come to their aid. Their governor, Mike Parson, is a Republican. He's also a former sheriff. Parson could fix their problem immediately. Parson could send state troopers to St. Louis tonight to protect the McCloskeys. But he hasn't done that. Parson hasn't even picked up the phone to speak to them. He doesn't care, obviously. Nobody cares. About an hour ago, Mark McCloskey called us to tell us all of this. He was panicked, understandably. His wife sobbed in the background as we spoke. American citizens trapped in their home by a violent mob, knowing that something awful could happen to them very soon, totally undefended. This is your country. The mob is winning if things like this happen.
And this is the stuff that is happening. This is the stuff that we've been talking about. The chaos in the streets, so to speak. And if you can't get your own police force or your own city councilman or whatever it might be, whatever, to at least take your phone call. Hey, people are threatening my home. What should I do? Can you dispatch a couple of cars? Can you watch our neighborhood? That's what we're talking about here. Take a quick break. We'll get you ready for the 5 o'clock hour coming up. Also, we'll talk about this new PAC, Political Action Committee, No Mask Nevada PAC. Melissa Blundo will join us, and we'll talk about what the governor released today, which is essentially a not-so-veiled threat to industries and workers. If you don't do a better job of complying with these stupid face masks, then there's going to be hell to pay. What does that mean? How do you define hell to pay? We'll find out. Melissa Blundo will join us coming up in our next hour. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Friday. The Friday song is just ahead as well as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
Uh-oh. Embarrassed about your ugly fungal-infected feet? You bet you are. And you have been buying those rotten antifungal products. See, nothing happens. They just sit there and don't work.
Of course they don't. But a new breakthrough discovery is now being marketed as Bye Bye Fungus. And it is the answer to your problems. Bye Bye Fungus is fast acting and has been found by dermatologists to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus is budget friendly, painless, has no hideous side effects, and it's as easy to apply as nail polish. But above all else, it's effective. So effective, it's patented. Call 1-800-258-3635 and ask us for Bye Bye Fungus. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say Bye Bye Fungus, hello sandals.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Labor is Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. You could do it right now, in fact, if you wanted. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/KevinWall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/KevinWall. Well, apparently we've been bad boys and girls because the official headmaster-in-chief of the state of Nevada, our governor, Steve Sisolak, says we have not been very good. We have disappointed him. And I know a lot of you are, a lot of you understand that. We'll talk about that coming up in our next hour. The No Mask Nevada group is responding to the governor, and their chairman, Melissa Blundo, will join us in just a bit. You know what we're going to do now? Because it's a holiday weekend. I think it's time for another edition of our Friday song. What do you think? Another edition of our Friday song I think would be in order, because this is the day that we work all week to get to. Here it is.
Oh, man, what day is it?
Come on, you know.
It's Friday. It's Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
You know better. To all of our friends all across the state of Nevada, you know what we're talking about. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, I love the Friday song. Always makes it always kind of even when I'm a little fired up, you know, with the governor and all of that. Even with that, I get a little supercharged listening to the Friday song. Coming up in just a couple minutes, we're going to get a chance to hear from Melissa Blundo. If you don't know who she is the chairman of No Mask Nevada PAC. There are people across our state, not just here in Southern Nevada, where the compliant rate of the mask thing is only at 65% here in Southern Nevada. In Northern Nevada, it's 85%. The big deal is a lot of you aren't complying with the governor, and the governor isn't happy. We'll find out what this new PAC is up to and what are they hoping to do. We'll get to that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Friday, the day before the 4th of July on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters.